And continue our media availabilities for this evening. This morning, we're now joined by our winner, Ross Chastain, driver of the number 45 Chevrolet for Nice Motorsports. Ross, congratulations. Can you tell us about the race and what you've learned tonight that you might be able to carry over to tomorrow and Sunday?
Well, good morning. Good morning. It was wild to look down at my watch when I got out of the truck and see 12:36 was the first time I looked down, so... I did take a nap before the race, so I learned that I want to take more naps. That's for sure. What did I learn? The reason I do all this is it's the same racetrack with a race car you're trying to go as fast as you can in. So yes, the transmission's different. It's H pattern. The end of the race on that last restart, I was looking down on my third gear upshift to make sure I went to third. I checked the mirror, seeing if I was clear of the 98 as the one pushed me. So weird to say that. And then made sure I pushed up to third instead of pulling back to third like the cup car. Pit road, getting on and off pit road, pit boxes, all that. That's what I learned. Just getting into the rhythm, how slick everything is here, how quick we fall off. It's all those little things. There's not one thing glaring, but just the repetition and the getting back into it here at Darlington.
We'll go ahead and open it up for questions. If you have one, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you. We'll start here with Bob and then go in the back to Jacob.
Bob Pockers, Fox Sports. Were you asleep because you thought you weren't going to race tonight, or were you just taking a nap so you were rested in case you did race?
Just taking a nap. I thought we were going to, but it just kept sprinkling, kept drizzling rain, and I was laying on the floor of the holler. So nothing fancy, just... laying flat on the ground. Somebody was kind enough to turn the lights down for me, and I just laid there and fell asleep. Pretty tired, just in general. Just been doing a lot, going a lot, traveling, pushing hard. This is prime time for a lot of things, competition, business in my life, all both sides. And I try to get in naps when I can. So it was an early morning getting up to drive down. We were at the vocational school just up the road at 9 this morning. So to get out of Mooresville and make it down here was early, just another early start. So naps are semi-regular for me, but I thought we'd race. But I made sure to stay in position that people would see me if they did call us to our trucks early or something quickly. I had people that knew I was napping and knew to come get me if they needed to, but I really need to get a pillow. Flat on my back on the floor on the carpet, like just a rug, actually. Rubber floor, carpet rolled out on it. I don't know. For a little while, it feels okay. It feels good on my back. I don't sleep on the floor every night, Bob. You're looking at me kind of funny.
Actually, I was wondering if the watermelon could make a pillow.
The pieces that are left out on the front stretch, yes, that'd be a nice little pillow. But 3 hours ago, no, it was too. No, I'll just leave it.
We'll go to Jacob.
I'm not sure how to follow that, honestly. Ross, I think back, 5 or 6 years ago. Now that feels weird to say in itself, but your career kind of went into overdrive here. I think the first, big memory that sticks out to me is when you were in the Ganassi car and were challenging for the win in the Xfinity race here several years back, and everybody went, oh, there's Ross Chastain. What's it mean to you now to come back here and be able, not how you expected it, but to be able to leave with that trophy at the end of the night?
First off, it's great to see you, Jacob. Really glad you're here, man. It's good to see you back. 5 years ago to the day was the Kansas truck win for Nice Motorsports, our first win together. But you back up another 6 months or so to September-ish of that year, maybe?
Yeah, September.
September of 18. So, yeah, 5.5 years ago. And 6.5 years ago is when I didn't know it then, but the first time they saw me over in turn two, with the Spire, the Sports Entertainment, their hospitality bus. And I was just getting the tanks pumped, and I had drove it down and filled it up with fresh water and put a few groceries in it and towed my truck and was staying in a hotel. So they saw me. And then several months later, Spire kept pushing that group to give me a couple shots. And it worked out later on that year. So, yes, I remember so much about that weekend. I remember so much about, you know, 5 years ago, the truck win. But also, yes, the Xfinity here is, I'll never not remember that. And I've said it for 5.5 years that no matter what, good, bad, career goes great, career fails, I farm watermelons, I never farm watermelons again, whatever it is, my life forever changed on that day when we fought with Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, Tyler Reddick was going to go on and win the championship that year, and we were racing with him. Now, I believe I was in the best car in the field, but whenever you actually show it, it changed, and it changed a lot of it went from a casual couple of races to most people to the rest is history.
Does that make it more special to come back here and win?
Absolutely. There's been so many opportunities the last four Cup races, 22 and 23, spring and fall, where we've had opportunities in all of them, and didn't get it done. Cup is a whole other ball game, and this doesn't have any bearing on Cup. It doesn't make me drive any faster or be any better in the one car. I still have to go do a lot of little things right, but it can never take away that we won at Darlington. I didn't care if it was a wheelbarrow race. it was a huge goal to win here one day. It's just so challenging.
And with Al, I mean, you've made it no secret that you'll keep coming back and running races with this team as long as they'll have you. What has Al meant to your career, not just running for the championship and contending in 19, but I mean, you've stuck with him, he's stuck with you, and you've always been a part of this program trying to help make it better.
In 2018, around the little after, but I knew the Ganassi races were on the way, they were on the horizon. I got a call one afternoon, evening from an unknown, I didn't know who it was, a 704 though, Mooresville number, and I answer every one of those because I never know if it's going to be somebody calling to asking to send me their resume so I can take it into the race shop, or if it's going to be somebody offering me a ride. I never know which side it's going to be. So it was Cody Efall, and he asked if I'd come by their shop and look at their trucks, and they were thinking about asking me to drive. And now I had raced against them in a premium motorsports truck in Atlanta. And so I had three races quickly on the horizon with Nice and at the end of 18. So yes, the Ganassi opportunity is the bright one, and it's what everybody remembers. But at the same time, Bristol, Homestead, Bristol, Texas, Homestead at the end of 18, I ran the Nice truck, a third one. So you fast forward to when the Ganassi ride went away, and we took a little while to convince myself, but we switched points. And when we won those races, Kansas, Iowa, Gateway, and Pocono, that's ultimately what got me back in the Cup car. And that's not my words. That's Doug Ducart, who was head man at CGR and in talking with Chip Ganassi. Those races for Nice in 19 when we were winning were a huge, huge part of getting back in the Cup car in 2021. So I know it might be kind of hard to follow the timeline, but that's great to get me, got me back to Cup. But the relationship with Al, Cody Efall, going out to Texas, having beers and drinking Busch Light back in 2019 when we had no idea that it would ever come our way on the business and sponsorship side. But we sat down there and ate, great steaks and drank cold beer, and going out and learning about the water and fuel loop truck business is just been so cool. There's Al Nice sells water in the desert. So, and he builds the best water trucks. So, tonight he built the best race truck as well, and he's my friend. He's like a grandfather to me, but we're really close, and we talk regular, and I just want to do so much with Al. And look, there's times that, there's been other teams and other trucks that are faster, and they're hitting on it, and they're just – everything's going right for them, but I want to do it with Nice, and I'll do that, like you said, as long as they'll have me.
Are there any other questions for Ross? Go right there.
Max Corcoran, RaceFace Digital. I just wanted to go back to what Bob was talking about earlier about like the late nights and whatever. I just want to know how do you as a driver prepare for like you have an early morning tomorrow with practice at I think 10 a.m. So It's currently 1:15 in the morning. So how do you prepare yourself for a late night like tonight and an early morning, like after the delay and everything like that?
Yeah, it'll be a light, maybe protein shake or something tonight. Peel out of here, head to the hotel, drop this off in the one hauler, and I will see the Nice boys before they leave. But I'll basically just go straight shower, brush my teeth, bed, wake up. It'll be a light breakfast as well. I'll sleep as long as I can until, you know, I think I need to be here an hour and a half-ish before practice. Maybe it might be just an hour tomorrow. But, you know, I'll meet with my team, just be around them and go through any last things. I've been in truck mode the last today and really yesterday, just preparing mentally because the truck is not natural to me right now. I'm doing so much cup simulating with our DIL simulators and all the stuff we do with cup, truck, it gets on the back burner a lot. So, yesterday and today have been all about trucks. So yeah, I'll get as much sleep as I can. That's number one. Good smoothie in the morning before practice qualifying. And then I will sleep. I promise you that because, it's 100 less miles, but it's Darlington and a cup car and, my Garmin watch, they give us like a body battery metric and it, it's at 5. It's at the bottom. It doesn't go lower than 5. And, by Sunday morning, it'll be back at 100, but it'll take all the way till then to get it there.
I bet that trophy to your right makes it all worth it though.
Well, it doesn't charge the body battery, but it sure charges the heart. I mean, it's just, it means so much. And, yes, I cannot put into words what it means, and all the little nuances of it being our sponsor, like my program that we built with my group. That's us on there. That's our group, and they owned tonight both the race entitlement and the race truck that won. So, I mean, we talked a lot about Nice, but you know, the business side of this is so cool when it goes right. Don't get me wrong, it goes wrong a lot, but. Yeah, it's that's special because we hustle hard on that stuff. I have a good group.